Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there, my name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous, here for another BGI SiriCast. BGI is short for Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. This cast I'm going to discuss about the App Switcher, what the App Switcher is and what you can do with the App Switcher. In a nutshell, App Switcher can do two things specifically. One, it allows you to close existing open app for a number of reasons you may want to close them, and the second one is for multitasking. So let me explain what App Switcher does and how to get to it. But before I do that, I'll show you a number of things to explain the App Switcher a little bit better here. Let's just say I go to my mail, for example.
Mail. No unread emails.
I open that up, and I could read through my little email here, and I hit the home button.
Home.
And that gets mail. You back to the home page, right? So you have left the mail, for example. So let's go to messages.
Messages.
And I go to messages, and I go through messages. All my messages that people sent me and stuff, and then I come back out,
home.
Right?
Audio memos.
Well, what really happens is that every time you open an app, it will remember what app that you've gone in, and it will leave it essentially open. Not in a sense that it's open and consuming your battery in the background. Now, I will put that in a grain of salt in a common sense way. Email or mail, for example, obviously isn't going to do anything. You open up mail and you check your mail and stuff, and you can refresh it there, or if it's already prefetched, it'll automatically get the mail, right? If I'm listening to a book, for example, an audiobook, if it's running in the background, say I have a book reading to me and it's being read to me and I hit home, yeah, essentially it is open and being used in the background and it's using up your battery. That makes sense. So that would be the same for Apple Map. If you enter a direction, you hit turn by turn, you start the navigation, you start walking. However, I want access to see what's going on in my mail as I'm walking, I'm listening. That way you can multitask, right? So it is consuming battery because the Apple Map is essentially in the background. And yes, it is open, but if you turn off the book that you were reading, so if you turn it off, or if you turn off Apple Map, so you stopped it, it's not using up any more of your battery, okay? So there are some common myths and why I'm trying to bring this up. Some people believe that the App Switcher is always open, meaning that it's draining all my battery all the time. That's not the truth. The truth is what's running those apps and what's being run under those apps is maybe causing the battery to drain. Now, there's times, we'll just leave it at that. So, let's go to the App Switcher. So, I have opened up my mail and messages that you've seen, and I opened it, closed it, and I opened up messages and closed it, and etc., right? So, let's go to the App Switcher. I'm going to double-click the home button, which is at the bottom of your phone. So, I'm going to click on the circle button twice. 1, 2.
App Switcher. Messages. Active.
Okay.
Swipe up with 3 fingers to close the app.
The first thing you're going to hear, it says App Switcher. And the second thing I heard, it says Messages. That was the last app that was opened that I went to. So I went to Messages and Mail, right? So the newest and the last app that I access to is here. And how this works, you can flick left or right. And that will depend on from what direction you're going to. So this is going to go from the newest to the oldest or oldest to the newest. If I swipe to the left,
mail active.
You are going essentially you're going from the newest app to the older app. So now my second one in line is mail. That was the app that I opened up before messages, if you recall. So I opened up messages the last one. So that was the first. So that would be the last one I had opened, and the mail was prior, right? And if you keep going towards the left, and what I'm doing is I'm swiping from the right side of the screen to the left, so I'm swiping to the left.
Audio memos active.
That was the last app I
swipe up with
used
3 fingers
before
to close
that.
The app.
And you can keep going to the left.
Settings.
Settings.
Active. Safari.
Safari.
App Store. Active.
My App Store.
Music. Active.
Music.
Phone. Active.
My phone.
Weather Office.
And those are all the apps you had opened one time or another that you have not closed completely. So you can keep going to the left. That is the older you get. Now, if you go back to the right, so from the left to the right.
Phone.
Swipe
active,
to the right. All
music,
the way to the right.
App Store. Safari.
You
active,
get to the newest one.
Settings. Audio memos. Mail. Active.
There's my mail.
Messages.
There's
active,
the message that I had my last.
Swipe up with three fingers
that I
to
was
close the
in
app.
Last.
Actions available.
If you go right one more.
Home.
There's a home there. If you go right one more.
Home.
You will stop. There's a snare drum. Okay. So that means you can't get that. That is the first as you can go. Now the home. The multitasking. This is where the multitasking kicks in. So I'm going to show you the multitasking first, and then I'll show you how to close the different apps and clean out the app switcher if you want to do that. All right, so multitasking can be very, very useful for, let's just say, you know, I have calculator buried in my third page in an Apple folder, and I think it's on the second page of that folder. It takes a lot to get to it, right? You can either use Siri to open calculator, I suppose, if you want, or you can just double-click on App Switcher, and then you can just keep flicking to the left until you find your calculator that you had open, and then double-tap. So for this example, I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the left.
Messages.
There's
active.
Messages. One more to
swipe
the left.
Swipe up with three. Mail. Active.
So this app essentially was the last one I used before Message, and just say that was a hard app to find. So you can now multitask by just double tap on that mail. So if I want to go to mail now, I double tap on mail.
Mail.
Search. And it opens up mail. So let's go to App Switcher again. Double click home.
App Switcher. Unread. Messages. Active.
Okay.
Mail.
My
active.
Mail was the last one. Now let's go to my left.
Messages. Active.
And that's my messages. So if you want to go to message, you just double tap on message.
Message.
And it brings up your message. It brings your message app. So that's the multitasking purposes of App Switcher. Now, honestly, as a blind person, I don't always use that. I always typically know where I want. If it's it, most common things I always want to use is typically on my first page. So that's where I go most of the time. If something's buried deep, I'll just use the Siri to do the open command. But if you're in a situation where you can't use Siri and you can't open it, the third best bet, you could just go to the App Switcher and bring that up. Okay.
App Switcher. Angela. Mail. Active.
So that
swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
All everything you want to know about multitasking within the App Switcher itself. Now if you recall,
messages. Home. Home.
There's a home. The home is exactly that. That'll take you back out to home. That's the same thing as hitting the home button down below. So if you want to get the home button, you can hit the circle button, and that'll take you to the home. Or if you double tap on home,
mail. No,
that'll take you out to your home page on your iDevice. So it does essentially the same thing. So there's some redundancy, and then you can obviously, there's some things you probably would never use on the App Switcher. Let's go back to App Switcher.
App Switcher. Messages. Active.
All right. Now, I'm going to close a couple of these things. Say something becomes unresponsive. Let's say I got an app that's acting really odd and I'm not getting anything to respond. You can close those apps if you need to. If you get a response by hitting the home button, you go, oh, thank goodness I'm able to get out. But that app is not working well. You can find that app of particular that's causing the problem. Or if you just simply want to close an app from the App Switcher, so I can just go to one of these,
mail,
like my mail. You have two options to be able to close this particular app from your App Switcher. So this essentially just close it out. You can either do a flick up with one finger,
close mail,
and then double tap that, and it will close the app in question. Okay, so if I double tap that,
closing mail, audio memos.
So
active.
It went to my next app in line, and it closed my mail app. Let's go back to the message one.
Messages active.
The other way you can do now, if you recall, that was I had to do a flick up and then a double tap just to close it. There is another option and another way to close the app, and that is doing a three finger swipe up. It's a much easier way to do it. If you want to do this, I can just do a three finger swipe up.
Closing messages. Audio
and
memos.
And now
active.
The message is closed. Okay? So you're closing things out. Now, watch this. I want to show you a little tip that I learned. I'm going to go all the way to my oldest stuff here.
Boom. Boom.
Go to all the way
setting.
To the left.
Apps, music, phone, web, music, voice, dream, active.
All right. Here's the cool thing. Say you have a bunch of stuff open and you just want to close them. Now, as I said before, some people will think that all these things open means they're straining my battery. That's not the case. Apple is very, very good about managing your battery very well. Now, what's being used is a different question. If something is actively being run, like I gave you an example about the maps and the audiobooks. So you obviously want to close those. So audiobooks, you can go in the books itself and just pause it. Or you can come into the App Switcher and close it. And that will shut down the audiobook entirely. And the book will stop reading. If you want to stop Apple Map, you can come in here and close it. It'll forcefully close that. And so you can be ensured that it's not using any of your battery. So you could do that. You could essentially come in here and close it and make sure it's not using your battery. But you will see that 99.8% of the time that the everything open in here does not drain your battery is what's being used, okay? Anyway, so back to my tip. I'm one of these people, it's a bad habit of mine, but I like keeping this clean. Not that I come in here very often, but I do come in here every so often. And it drives me nuts to see all these apps open, right? I'm going to show you a shortcut. Instead of having to do a three-finger swipe up, up, up to close all these things, or do a swipe up, double tap, swipe up, double tap, check this out. Because I'm doing a flick up,
close voice dream,
you essentially are now in a close mode. That means now I'm in a mode of closing. So you double tap this,
closing voice dream.
It closed voice dream, right? It brings up my next app that I had was Newsify. Now, since it's because it's still in the close mode, I can double tap this now and I'll close it.
Closing Newsify. Weather Office.
Cool.
Active.
Now double tap this.
Closing Weather Office.
Now it's
phone.
Closing as. Let's close the phone.
Closing phone. Music. Active.
And that's how I can close things quickly.
Closing music. App Store.
Instead
Active.
Of having to do three fingers up.
Closing App Store.
Or flick up.
Safari. Active.
I close that.
Closing Safari. Settings. Active.
And now we're close settings.
Closing settings. Audio Memos.
And then Audio Memos is my last app that's still running. Now, if I go to the left,
Audio Memos.
That's
active.
The last app. Here's the
swipe
snare
up with
drum.
Three fingers
if
to
I
close
go
the
right,
app. Home.
There's my home, which is the very far right.
Home.
And you have the snare drum. So that is cleaning up your app switcher. And I have force quit or force close all the apps that I had up and running before and I've gained access to. So you can clean that out by doing that. So those are the two reasons why you would want to come into App Switcher for any reason. One, for multitasking. You can go back and forth very quickly to an app, double tap, and go straight to that app. Or two, you want to force close an app for any other reason, maybe to clean this up. Or most of all, if it becomes unresponsive and you need to close it from the app switcher, you come in here and close that particular app of question that's causing the unresponsiveness. So that is the app switcher in a nutshell. So that is going to do for the BGI cast on App Switcher. Until my next BGI cast, I'll see you then. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.